lights gave me that rambling fever. And I went out alone to chase my dream. But in my sleep at night, her face still haunts me. And now I find my dreams are chasing me. And tonight, somewhere out in Texas, looking for the rainbows in. Now I know it's waiting in my own backyard. And I'm heading home for Texas once again.
Special Edition Tribute Show, right here on the Josie Show Special Edition. I'm Josie Pasentino, your host, and tonight we are honoring a country music living legend, Mr. Ray Price. Ray Price was born in Perryville, Texas on January 12, 1926. Ray served with the Marines through World War II, and after his enlistment, Ray returned to Texas playing local clubs and honky-tonks, as well as on a local radio station, KRBC, where he was dubbed the Cherokee Cowboy. In 1949, Ray was invited to join the Dallas-based Big D Jamboree, which convinced Ray to make music his full-time career. Ray moved to Nashville in 1951 to pursue a major label record contract. Ray was signed to Columbia Records, and his first hit was Talk to Your Heart in the spring of 1952, and the rest is history. I love Ray Price's music, and I have many guests that Ray Price has influenced so much in their own music careers. We will play Mr. Price's great music and have messages sent to us from many country artists that Mr. Price has touched through his music and everyday life. All too often, we don't realize that we truly have until it's gone. Tonight is a night to honor a true country music superstar that always treats others as his equal and always tries to help others in their music careers. We want Mr. Price to know how much we all appreciate everything that he has done in his music career, for that the true country music lover will always be in debt to Mr. Price. I know everyone will enjoy Mr. Price's music, and we will learn just how special he is in the lives of so many country music artists. So let's start out with a great song. Here is Weary Blues from Waitin'.
Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Sweet baby, please come home. The snow falls round my window, but it can't chill my heart. God knows it died the day you left, for my dream world fell apart. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet baby, please come home. Through tears I watch young lovers as God forgive me if I cry. Weary blues from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Sweet baby, please come home.
Hey, this is Bobby Flores, and wow, Ray Price, definitely the greatest country voice we've ever had. I would like to say my very first record ever, my first 45 record when I was a kid was a Ray Price 45, and I think it was either Touch My Heart or Way to Survive. And I just about wore a hole in it. I played it so much. Just enjoyed Ray's music, for that long. And all the players in his band were just, they were the aces, Buddy Emmons, Tommy Jackson, Grady Martin. I could go on and on. Just fantastic players. But Ray is definitely, I think, the biggest founder of traditional country music as we know it today. He also has always had a really great knack for choosing really great songs, and he still picks them out today. Plus, he also writes, great songs as well, and a lot of them, a lot of folks don't even know he was a writer of, but he's got quite a list of writing credits as well. So, needless to say, growing up listening to Ray since I was a kid, and getting to work with him and his band around 1997 was a huge honor for me, and I'm still blessed to be able to work with Ray two, three times each year, and look forward to every time I get to. But he's just like Sinatra in that he's a one of a kind. There'll never be another one like him. And it's just a great, great pleasure to hear him sing, even to this day. He does a great job, and he's definitely one of my all-time favorite country singers, and I know I'm in a long line. It's also been a lot of fun and a great thing to be able to record some of Ray's older songs as well, and kind of bring them back. There's a lot of folks that may not have heard a lot of his first recordings and from the early 60s and around that era. So I like those songs so much, and his version of them that we actually recorded several of them on my CDs, and so it's been great, because I feel like I've helped kind of reacquaint people and introduce some of the people who haven't heard some of those songs before, and it's just been a great thing. So we also perform a lot of Ray's material live, and we get a lot of requests from a lot of folks, you know, to play Ray Puss, and we always kind of laugh when they're bringing those up to the stage because we do quite a bit of his material and love those songs and love the way he performed them. But definitely the greatest, and it's just been an honor to work with Ray and to know him for several years.
Stop me, I'll be there if you ever want me by your side. Love me if you're ever gonna love me. Never have seen a road too rough to ride. There ain't no chain strong enough to hold me. Ain't no breeze big enough to slow me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side. Find me any old time, you're ready with your charm. I'll be there, ready and awaiting, there won't be any hesitating. I'll be here if you ever want me in your arms. Love me, if you're ever gonna love me. Never have seen a road to up to ride. There ain't no chain strong enough to hold me. Ain't no breeze big enough to slow me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side.
Well, howdy, Josie. Brian Morris here with Deja Vu Records and Tommy Overstreet Enterprises. It's a true blue honor to be a part of your tribute show to the incomparable Mr. Ray Price. Well, you asked me to share my sentiments about Mr. Price and how his career has influenced me as a songwriter and recording artist. Well, I could burn through many a campfire and desert sunsets on that topic, so let me just say this. There have been many that have graced the world stage of country music, and there's sure to be many more to come. But Mr. Price remains among a coveted few that possess both the ability to reach your heart and mind with the gift of voice, and at the same time, penetrate your very soul with the genius of storytelling. After all, that's what country music is all about and what the country song is all about, telling a story and making you feel something. A talent Mr. Price has mastered and possibly even redefined in his career. But you know, there's another type of influence that prevails amongst aspiring artists and fans both. It goes well beyond the fundamentals, rudiments, and mechanics of music artistry. And that's the values and principles of just living. Ray is a good man, a former U.S. Marine, and an all-around country gentleman. And being as how country music is synonymous with living life, I hold these attributes in as high regard as any. So, a sincere and heartfelt thank you, Mr. Price, for all you've contributed and continue to contribute to the greatest form of music on the planet. That's country music. Oh, and by the way, your pal, Tommy Overstreet, says hello and all the best. Well, Josie, I got a saddle up and ride, so may your trails be happy, clear, and full of watering holes. Adiosi.
Storms brewing in this part of mine. is Chuck Cusimano. I'm a country western songwriter, singer, guitar player. Been in the business now for 40 years. When I was just a little boy, one of my favorite things was to hear Ray Price on the radio singing, "Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes." That was a big deal to me. My dad had a western swing band. They also played Ray Price music all through the years. When I got into the music business, I learned a lot of Ray Price songs. I love the 4-4 shuffle. It really meant a lot to me to hear his music, and it infiltrated the way I write and the way I sing and the way I perform and the kind of music that I love. He's an awesome person, very classy man, probably one of the greatest voices that there has ever been. I believe he can still hold the microphone down around his belly button and sing and just knock you out, and it's just perfect, great. A great friend of mine, Mr. Dale Morris Jr., plays fiddle with Ray quite a bit, and there's one opportunity I actually got to be backstage on the same stage, but in the wings where nobody could see me, and I was just in awe of this gentleman. He is just fantastic and has done so much for country music. I love Ray Price, and I love his music.
Please release me, let me go. I don't love you anymore. To live together.
About his song Crazy Arms being one of the first songs that was recorded with a drum kit, because then the drums were even banned from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Here's what Mr. Price had to say.
Well, they didn't really want to do it because they didn't think it was a country instrument, but a drum was the first instrument that ever was invented. All of the old people in the old days beat on hollow logs. So it was a drum. They didn't use it. Of course, Bob Wills used it in Texas for years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my idea. It's just that it helps the rhythm and helps all the music together when you sing.
Wasted words about tried so hard to forget the things that used to be, but it's so easy to remember a few old memories. Just when I think I'm doing fine, someone speaks your name, and I have to talk about you, though I know it's all in vain. A wasted word about an old love affair. You don't love me, you don't care.
Teenager in the 50s down in Florida, and I didn't listen to a whole lot of country music. I was more of an Elvis, Conway, Jerry Lee guy whenever they were all rock and rollers. Nowadays they'd be considered country. My dad was a huge Hank Williams fan, so I did hear some of the stuff. And then when I got out of high school, I moved to New Mexico, and of course, it's all country music out there. So I fell in with this group and had to start learning some songs, and I listened to the radio, and to me, the prettiest voice out there was Ray Price. And to this day, I still feel that he's got the best voice in music. And I just liked his songs. Years later, I got a chance to meet him and became friends. And I like his personality. I mean, there's just so many things about him. It wasn't just his music. He's a laid-back kind of guy, which I am too. And what I like about Ray is he won't have to distract you with smoke bombs and jumping around and stuff to distract from the fact that you don't really have a voice. He lays it out there. He just stands there and sings, and that's enough to impress millions of people worldwide, and me included. So it's just he still to this day hasn't lost anything. He still sings as good as he ever did. And he's just a big influence in my life, gave me a direction to go. I never really tried to imitate him, but I like to get the feeling like he portrays, and that's what I always wanted to do, is just put a lot of emotion into my music. And he's just a huge influence, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to say he's a friend of mine.
Well, you tell me that you care, but now you're gone, you got me crying. No use denying, you done me wrong. If I could look inside your heart, maybe I would know the reason why you were leaving me all alone. Well, you know it's not so when you say it, child, well, you know you lie. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely? I miss you only, or I love you. I ever make you sad so you'd be mad enough to hurt me and desert me far so long? Well, you're telling everyone what you've done. You think it's funny. Well, listen, honey, you done me wrong. Well, you know it's not so when you say it's not. Well, you know you lied. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely? I miss you only, for I love you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely? I miss you only, for I love you.
The first time I guess I remember putting together in my mind who Ray Price was, I was about 9 years old, and Mom and Dad had a ton of vinyl albums, and one of those albums was Ray Price, The Other Woman. Man, I fell in love with his music, and of course, outside of the great songs and the great musicianship, the voice of Mr. Price, I mean, to me, it was just pure traditional country DNA. Man, I thought to myself, if I ever was to do that, I'd want to be just like him, you know. Still feel that way. He's been a major factor in me building my music. Has been being pretty much built around him and artists like him. His accomplishments are unbelievable, and developer of the 4/4 country shuffle we're also proud of, known as the Ray Price Shuffle. My goodness. And not only that, just he continues to preserve traditional Texas dancehall music. Mr. Price is as great as he's ever been. The qualities I hope people see in Texas Bobby Dean, Ray Price represents dreams, hope, country music, and to me, that's what I want Texas Bobby Dean to stand for. And Ray Price, he's country.
Thank you so much, Texas Bobby Dean. And now I want to share a little bit more from my chat with Mr. Ray Price. I asked Mr. Price if there's any place he hasn't performed yet that he would like to. Here's what he had to say.
I probably Carnegie Hall. I've played most of the place. There's a place called Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Texas. It's all the same equal as Carnegie Hall, but that would be a nice place to play, yeah.
I may say that I don't care. Hold my head up in the air. Even tell my friends I'm glad that you don't call. But when the day is through, my heart aches start anew. And that's when I miss you most of all. And my arms keep reaching for you. My I wish I had you back again.
for nothing else means half as much as you. My world just seemed to die the day you said goodbye, and I can't forget no matter what I do. And my arms keep reaching for you, my eyes keep searching for you, my lips keep calling for you, and my shoes keep walking back to you.
Hey, this is Mike Seiler, and you know, old Ray Price, that guy, he's just amazing to me. His voice, his stamina, his ability to relate to the audience. To me, he's just a singer, and an entertainer. All the great songs he's had. Of course, I grew up in Texas playing all the dance halls and rodeo dances. And you know, he was at Crazy Arms that was the one that started that shuffle beat. Ray Price is kind of, he's a reason we have a shuffle beat. And, of course, we do all his songs, or not all of them, but, I mean, we do a lot of his songs. And it's just been really, really an honor to get to know that guy. Two years ago, I got to go to his 85th birthday party and actually got to go on the bus and visit with him. Just he and I just sitting there visiting, and it was, man, he's the most unstar-like star I've ever been around in my life. He was just so humble and really interested in visiting with me and knowing more about me. And it was just a really cool deal. It was a moment in time I'll cherish forever. But of course, 87 this past January, and still just getting it and doing great. It's hard to know just what to say about Ray Price, but that man can sing. And boy, whenever I grow up, if I ever do, I want to be just like Ray Price. He's the king.
I couldn't sleep last night, just walked the floor. Don't know. Blue.
folks. This is Jody Nix. I'm going to be talking about Ray Price and how long I've been listening to him and what an influence he's been on me and many others. I first remember hearing Ray Price music when I was about 4 or 5 years old. In 1956, when Crazy Arms came out, one of the biggest hits in country music, that's when the shuffle beat kind of started. And I remember when I was about 6 in 1958, when City Lights came out, and Bill Anderson wrote for him. And when I started playing drums in 1960 for my daddy, Mr. Hall Nix, my Uncle Ben was the lead singer then, and we were doing every Ray Price song that came out. Heartaches by the Number, One More Time, Crazy Arms, City Lights, you name them, we played them because they were great dance tunes and they were very, very popular. Ray Price has been a big influence on me all these years. I've been in the music business now professionally for, this summer will be 53 years. His songs are timeless. He is a great, great singer. There's not another one like him anywhere, one of the all-time greats, and there's not a night that goes by that I play a dance or a show that I don't do several of his songs. And sometimes I will kick off a dance with One More Time or Crazy Arms or I Don't Believe I'll Fall in Love Today or The Other Woman, just whatever kind of hits my mind. I love that music. I love the shuffle beat that he created. Of course, we all know he's the Country Music Hall of Famer. Should have been in way before he went in, but thank God he's in there now. And, you know, the man is 87 years old, and he sings as good or better than he ever has in his life. And I was honored 3 times to get to work with him. I opened for him 3 different times, once in Odessa, Texas, Midland, Texas, and then up in Lubbock back several years ago, and it was just a sincere pleasure to just watch this man work. I mean, he's a true professional, class all the way, dresses right, the band dresses nice, they play great. There's just not another like Ray Price, and I am glad that in my lifetime that I was allowed to hear his music and able to listen to him anytime I wanted to and to play his music and be around him a few times and get to talk to him. It's just been a wonderful experience to get to hear Ray Price music.
When you're alone at night with the world locked outside, have a talk to your heart about me. If you're told that it's right that we stay apart, then let me come in and talk to your heart. Loving you changed my life in just one day. I'm waiting to hear what your heart will say. If you're told that it's right that we stay apart, then let me come in and talk to your heart. Happiness when you open your door and let me come in. If you're told that it's right that we stay apart, then let me come in and talk to your heart. Talk to your heart if it can't decide. Remember my own waiting outside, waiting alone outside in the dark. So let me come in and talk to your heart.
I was sent a message from singer-songwriter Christy Kalin that I would love to read to everyone. Christy writes, "Wanted to drop a few lines about Ray Price and how much he has inspired me and the type of music I sing. My dad had a band before I was born and played traditional country music all over Texas. I remember seeing Ray Price on Hee Haw and dreaming someday I could be on that show and also meet Ray Price. I learned every song that Ray Price ever cut. We would get the country song roundup every week and learn all the songs in them. There was always a Ray Price tune in there. About 6 years ago, I had the pleasure and honor to open for Ray Price in Texas. I took Ray's Greatest Hits LP album, Untouched, and as I was walking towards Ray Price backstage, I had the album in hand and asked if he would autograph the album. He looked at me and said, 'Young lady, you are too young to know any of these songs.' I said, 'No, sir, I know every one of them word for word.' He said, 'Get over here so I could put my arm around you and take a picture,' and told the photographers to take his time. Thank you, Christy, for sending in a message for Mr. Price. Now let's hear from singer-songwriter Gina Roberts."
Hello, this is Gina Roberts. Let me start by saying that I'm very honored to be asked to do this interview about Ray Price. Being limited of time, I really can't say all I'd like to say about the legendary Ray Price. I guess for a singer and my love of traditional country music, what I would really like to say about him, that I would just like to thank him for opening the doors and the pathway for us singers to be able to put into our music our feelings. All of his great songs, like For the Good Times and Crazy Arms and Heartaches by the Number, Make the World Go Away. The list goes on and on. And I can safely say that at least one or two of his songs have been put in my show list, and I'm sure safely to say that all traditional country music lovers and singers have put their songs, his songs, in their repertoire. But I guess just the feeling and the emotion and the stamina that he has, even through sickness, and to open a pathway for us, I just really appreciate him for that. And, I mean, he's awesome. From 1948 until today, you say Ray Price, and everybody knows who Ray Price is. And they can sing part of his song. And I would just like to thank him for what he's done for country music.
A bright array of city lights, as far as I can see. The great white way shines through the night for lonely guys like me. The cabarets and honky-tonks, their flashing signs invite a broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city lights. Lights that say forget her name in a glass of sherry wine. Lights that offer other girls or empty hearts like mine. They paint a pretty picture of a world. But it's just a mask for loneliness behind those city lights. when things don't turn out right. Just a place to run away and hide behind the city lights. I'd just say forget her love in a different masquerade for tears. They paint a pretty picture, but my arms can't hold them tight. And I just can't say I love you to a street of city lights.
Howdy, folks. This is Lonnie Spiker. I am really so glad that and honored that you've asked me to say a few words about Ray Price and on this particular show. Ray is a big influence on my kind of music, especially. Back at the time whenever everybody was listening to Southern rock and the modern country sounds of the time, I was listening to Ray Price and the Cherokee Cowboys. My favorite to this day, all-time shuffle song, is Heartaches by the Number. That was the quintessential cut that, well, I spent most of my career trying to live up to. And it's just quite an honor to hear his music still being played with the same relish and still moving a lot of the new country artists even today. Because when you set a standard like that, everybody spends the rest of their life just trying to catch up to it. And hopefully we'll be spending the rest of our career doing the same thing. But Ray Price, we love you, brother, and thank you so much.
And heartache number two was when you come back again. You came back and never meant to stay. Now I've got heartache by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartache by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Ray Price had a song that bumped Elvis off the number one spot on the charts for several weeks. I had the chance to ask Mr. Price about it, and here's what he said.
That was Crazy Arms.
Yeah.
It broke Heartbreak Hotel was number one, and we knocked it out number one. We moved to number one. Stayed there about 20-something weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, Elvis and I were good friends, so wasn't anything I was trying to do. It just happened.
Right. Well, you know, good friends, they don't care about that. They're just happy for you, which is always good.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all playing our records. We need all of that we can get.
This will draw the line. Then you come back, and just like now, I'm calling one more time. One more time, my lips may kiss you. One more time, my arms will hold you. But it won't be long until you're gone with a memory. This will draw the line. Then you come back, and just like now, I'm falling one more time. One more time, my lips may kiss you. One more time, my arms will hold you. But it won't.
Such a pleasure today to be talking about Ray Price and be selected as one of the people to interview. I don't know where to start. This guy is so huge in my mind and huge to the state of Texas as far as Texas dancehall music. It's really hard to sum up over 50 years of excellent. He is our guru. He's the god of Texas. Texas music and Texas honky tonk music, Texas dancehall music, and so I don't know. It's really hard to sum that up, but I am very pleased to be here today and talking about it. And I guess we can, I guess one of the things I want to say that most of the guys you'll be interviewing would agree with me. I believe that Ray Price has had so much influence on our lives and our musical careers, and. And we're youngsters compared to the ones he has influenced over the years. From the 50s to the present day, he remains the king of Texas dancehall music. At one time, they referred to Bob Wills as the king of Western Swing. Ray Price is the king of Texas honky-tonk dancehall music. I know that it spans across several states, but believe me, it is very much alive at Texas, and we are so indebted to that man. And he's still singing his lungs out. So, you know, that's what's amazing. Ray Price is just such an entertainer and such a performer that it's just hard to say enough about it.
I love you so much that I can't leave you. Even though my mind tells me I should. But then you make me think that you still love me. And all my thoughts of leaving do no good. You've got me heart over mind, where it all the time, knowing you will always be the same. You'll keep hurting me, I know, but I still can't let you go, 'cause my heart won't let my love for you change.
Is working hard on a boat, but he didn't miss a chance to send a message to Mr. Price. There is a bit of boat noise in the back, but we hear Jason just fine.
Hello, Mr. Ray Price. My name is Jason Robertson. I'm an aspiring singer-songwriter. I live in Missouri now, but I'm from Houston, Texas. That's where I was raised. And I wanted to, first off, congratulate you on your long and successful music career in the country music. I myself know how hard it is just to crack into the thing, much less to maintain as long as the careers you have with as much influence and just great songs you contributed to this genre. And I wanted to thank you for that. Your songs have meant so much to me and my family. You were my grandfather's favorite singer as I was growing up, so I heard a lot of your songs as a kid growing up in Texas. And needless to say, you're a heavy influence on me. The smoothness of your voice was unmatched. I don't believe anybody has sang a song quite like Mr. Ray Price. And I don't think that anybody will. I've tried to sing your songs a few times. It just don't sound right. My tone just doesn't quite sound like yours, put it that way. You're a fantastic singer, great taste in music, and you're a pioneer in this genre. Without you, I don't know where country music would be. I can't say enough words for the man. just a fantastic, fantastic singer. And I've seen you a couple times, actually, myself. I saw you at the Grand Ole Opry a couple times over the last 4 or 5 years, which was an honor and a privilege for me to say that I got to see Mr. Ray Price at the Grand Ole Opry. I've got that marked down on my list. You're a great man, you're a great person, and I wish you nothing less than the greatest of success going forward. Because I have no doubt that you're not through yet. The last time I saw you sing, you sounded just as good as you did when I was a kid listening to you on the radio that Grandpa had. So that's very, very inspiring and very impressive to someone who, like myself, is trying to get my foot in that door. You've had your foot in that door for a long time, and that is amazing. And once again, I want to congratulate you and say thank you for everything you've contributed, and thank you for the influence you've had on me. It's a huge influence. I couldn't put it into words. There's Hank Williams, there's Merle Haggard, George Jones, Ray Price, and maybe Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings. That's about it as far as I'm concerned. And you've earned that, and you worked hard. I'm sure you worked very hard to get to where you are. And I thank you once again.
Walk me to the door and hold me close just one more time. Kiss me just once more the way you did when you were mine. The longest walk I'll ever take will be across the floor. That's why I'm asking one last favor. Walk me to the door. I love another, won't you let me be? These are the words that you said to me. How can I go through life without you like it was before? When I can't even make it through the door. Walk me to the door and hold me close just one more time. Kiss me just once more the way you did when you were mine. The longest walk I'll ever take will be across the floor. That's why I'm asking one last favor. Walk me to the door. I promise I won't try to make amends. I know I don't deserve you back again. My trembling lips are begging now, they never did before. Just one more favor, walk me to the door. Walk me to the door and hold me close just one more time. Kiss me just once more the way you did when you were mine. The longest walk I'll ever take will be across the floor. That's why I'm asking one last favor. Walk me to the door.
We have messages from a couple more singer-songwriters. Let's hear from Kenny Surratt and then Alan Brown.
This is Kenny Surratt, and I've been asked to say a few words about Ray Price. Back in the 70s, I did some shows with him, and of course, I've been listening to him for 60 years, and he gets better, I think, with age. He just set a high mark for every country singer, as far as I'm concerned. I wish I had some real fancy words to say about him, but he's just great, 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 great. And that's about says it all, I'm telling you. He just keeps it going and keeps it going. But it's, you know, like I say, I don't live too far from Ray, and I see him every once in a while. And it's just been a pleasure knowing him all these years. And we're not buddy-buddy. We don't have coffee every day, but I have known him for many years. And anyway, anybody that's ever heard Ray and don't like him, I think their ears are getting bad or something. They should have him checked. I just can't say enough about him. He just set a high standard for all country singers. And when he sings something, you know what he's singing and what he's saying. That's what makes him great.
Hey, this is Alan Brown with Alan Brown Country down here in Central Texas, around the Waco area. Just like to take a moment to kind of give a big shout out to Mr. Ray Price. Just a lot of great things I've heard about the man and what I've read and heard the years growing up around him, my granddad and all of them listening to Mr. Ray Price's music. And the impressive part of me being Native American myself is him being the Cherokee cowboy. That's what I really like. It's got a ring to it in its own self. And to survive the times the way the man has, and that takes a lot of backbone, takes a lot of standing up, because I know how tough the industry is just from my point of view. No older than I am, one little time I've been in it, and to still be out there going strong and doing shows at Ray's age, I just hope to live to be his age and can still get around. That man's still out there booking shows and going strong. That's impressive. Keep it up, Ray Price. You can do that. That's the way I look at it. Ain't nobody going to beat you down, man. You got a lot of young guys like myself coming up that just wish they could be half of what you've been throughout your career. Still got that voice. That's the main thing. And hopefully one day I get to cross your path. I'd be honored to get to open a show for you sometime or shake your hand, just talk about it. I'd love to hear what you got to say about what all you've been through and some of the times you've had on the road. And what's impressive about Ray Price to me is a lot of people don't really realize that and kind of read up on him or paid attention to his songs throughout the years. And the way that he opened doors for new artists coming up a lot of people give credit to Nashville on that is really backwards of that. Ray was kind of cutting against the grain way before anybody else was. kind of a Texas Hank Sr., I guess you could say, that little outlaw edge going on there, you know, doing things his way and bringing in full orchestrated tunes before they was even heard of them. Back in the Roy Acuff days when they were running Nashville, and they were trying to keep everything on the straight and narrow, and Ray Price out there doing his thing and setting hit records. So brilliance in a package right there. I mean, a man that's just taking it by the wing and taking a chance of putting something out there and daring to be different. That's what the industry's about. That's what changes it right there is forefathers that's willing to step out there and put their reputation on the line and their name on the line and go with it, not knowing what the outcome's going to be. I mean, just to easily be shut down or, you know, blackballed or kicked to the curb and nobody want to buy your records. But it worked for him, and it's still working for him. That's impressive. And then, like I say, he took the mousetrap and made it a whole lot better than what it was. And hope we got any more great years of Ray Price. And I got to say that whenever they made him, they broke the mold. There won't be another one. So hang in there, Ray. We're backing you, brother.
I'm burning old love letters, photographs and memories of you. Hoping somehow I'll feel better, and when the smoke is gone, I won't want you. Teardrops fall while I am burning.
and I can't live alone with memories. Into the Fargo dreams you shattered, and when the smoke is gone, then I'll be free. Teardrops fall while I am burning all the
memories of you that I can.
Of my conversation with Mr. Ray Price to share with you now. I asked him what advice he would give to artists today just getting started on their career. And my full interview with Mr. Price will be on the Josie Show Special Edition episode on Monday, March 11th, so make sure you tune in for another great night with Mr. Ray Price. Now let's take a listen to Mr. Price's advice for all of us newcomers.
Try to do it as good as you can. Try to make it sincere and try to do something that people like. Don't think about yourself, think of the people. And that's about all they can do. And like I say, do their best and try to make it sincere and sound real.
Don't accuse me of being without feelings. If you do, you know that you're wrong. For it was you who was careless, and you drove me into another's arms. The other woman isn't prettier than you, but the other woman soothes my wounded pride. And more important, I feel wanted again. I can't give up the other woman in my life. Now I'm afloat in the middle of a river, and I can't climb out on either side. And if I go over the deep end, it's because, sweetheart, you haven't tried. The other woman isn't prettier than you, but the other woman soothes my wounded pride. I can't give up the other woman in my life.
Hi, this is Bob Manning with Bob Manning and the Honky Tonk Road Show. I'd like to say a couple things about Ray Price. He's influenced what we do quite a bit. And it was in the early 1970s when I was first exposed to Ray as a kid. And it was that for the good times that did it for me. It was that smooth Ray Price thing. In the same era as, guys like Charlie Rich, And that's about the time I was learning to play music and learn and sing, and hadn't quite gotten a hold of the writing yet, but that really influenced me. And actually, it was because of that I learned about the older Ray Price stuff, which once I became a picker and a singer and a songwriter, huge influence on our music. And I'd like to say, if Ray's listening, thanks for all the years of great music, being the gentleman of country music that you are. We love you out here in the Northwest, and we'll keep on singing the praises and spreading the gospel of Ray Price.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times,
let's hear from a couple more artists. First, Kimberly Murray, and then Bill Green.
Hey there, this is Kimberly Murray from the Heart Texas record label. I think that I was probably introduced to Ray Price's music while I was still in the womb. And like any rebellious teenager or young adult, my taste in music had kind of moved around over the years, but one thing had always remained the same: my appreciation and my love for Ray Price. Thank you, Ray, for not only being my hero, but for being an amazing influence to me and so many other musicians in this world. If one was to try to look up the word Texas in the dictionary, the name Ray Price would definitely appear in the definition.
Hi, I'm Bill Green, and what can I say about Ray Price? He's been the biggest musical influence, I guess, of my life. And it all started back in the 60s when I and a bunch of my high school buddies used to get up and go to the clubs in Texas, in West Texas, to see Ray. And we were just high school kids, and we'd get there early so I could help them load in. And I was just a fan of his from the get-go. After I got out of college, I ended up going to work for Johnny Bush and got to open a few shows for Ray. And as time went on, about 10 years ago, it came a full circle. I got to record a duet with Johnny and Ray, and it's on a Johnny Bush album. And Ray Price has been a mentor, not a mentor, he's been a hero of mine for as long as I can remember. And I've just, he has changed country music, I believe, more, especially for us in Texas, than anybody. The most emulated people in Texas are probably Ray and Johnny, and Ray being the top one. And I always patterned my style after Ray, and he's influenced a lot of folks, and I'm proud to say it. And I'm proud to say I got to work with him. So, by the way, Ray, may you tour another million miles. I know you will. Love you.
I know you're tired of being all I ever wanted. You no longer feel the love I have for you. What happens now? What will I do with all the memories? And the dreams of all the things we'll never do. But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you, before you go, how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again. I feel my life has reached an early sign of autumn. In my heart, the leaves are falling. Love is cold. And everything that once was warm and new is gone now, leaving nothing but this hunger in my soul. But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day.
But let me tell you, before you go, how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again.
We have a special message here from Don Caldwell with the Facebook group Keeping the Country. We thank Don for collaborating with us on this great tribute show. Don, take it away.
This is Don Caldwell from Keeping the Country, and I wanted to take just a minute here to say thank you to Ray Price for all that you've done for country music. I just turned 51 years old. You're a couple years older than me, Mr. Price, but I've listened to you my whole life, and you're the epitome of country music. I think that your music is smooth. I would just describe your music as smooth, as very, very smooth, and I've enjoyed your music my whole life, and I just wanted to tell you thank you, first of all, for doing an interview with Josie the other day. I think that was a very nice gesture for a person who really doesn't – it benefited Josie way more than it benefited you, Mr. Price, and I really do appreciate that. And also, Janie, you are an awesome lady. I think you are the backbone and the person that helps Ray the most. I think that you're an awesome lady, and he's very lucky to have you by his side. And I'm going through a bunch of thank yous here, but I'm gonna get done with this real quick here. I'd like to thank all the artists that took their time out to do the show and tell exactly what Mr. Price has meant to them in their career. I think it's a better thing for the people that are from Texas that grew up listening to Mr. Price to tell about the influence he's had on their career. And also I'd like to say a big thank you to Tina and Josie both for allowing this show to get put together. I got a wild idea one day, and I called Tina, and Tina ran with it, and we got the show together. And that's just how Tina and Josie are. They're first-class people. And I really appreciate everybody that's taken part in this show, and even the artists that couldn't take part. They're busy. I understand the music business. But I know Ray Price is country music. I was going to make a big fancy speech, but why do that for a country boy? Ray Price is a country boy. That's all you are, Ray, and I appreciate you very much, and I'll always listen to you, and you and Hank Williams and Charlie Pride and Mel Tillis and the names, the big names in country I grew up with. And I just wanted to say thank you very much, and I appreciate everything you've done.
I'm out late every night, doing things that ain't right, and she'll cry for me. When I'm down in the dumps, and she nurses my lumps, how she cries for me. And she'll never complain, she keeps hiding the pain. But I know all the while she's not feeling too well, 'cause I put her through hell. Still she forces a smile. She's got to be a saint, Lord knows that I am. I finally realized right before my eyes, here is a saint. There's a dress in the shop that'll make her eyes pop, but she'll look away. She'd have gotten a lift if I'd bought her that gift for her birthday. But her birthday has come, and I feel like a bum, 'cause I spent my last dime
on a worthless old friend on a drunken weekend. I've done it time after time. She's got to be a saint. Lord knows that I finally realized right before my eyes, here is a saint. Should I stay, should I go? I really don't know. My mind's in a blur. Soon it's gonna be dawn, and if she finds me gone, would it be best for her? I see her cry in her sleep, so I'll kiss her wet cheek. I'll kneel by her and pray, and I'll turn off the light, step out in the night, and I'll go on my way. She's got to be a saint. Lord knows that I ain't. I finally realized right before my eyes, here is a saint.
Everyone, so much for joining us tonight for this tribute show to an amazing man and country legend. Ray Price inspires and motivates so many of us in country music, regardless of our age. I think I helped prove that. I send all of my thanks and love to Mr. and Mrs. Price for taking time to chat with me. It was truly been an outstanding honor in my life to get the opportunity to speak with Mr. Price. I will remember and carry this conversation with me always. It's an experience I will never forget. Remember, I'll bring you my full interview with Mr. Ray Price on the Josie Show special edition episode on Monday, March 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern right here at josieshow.com. Again, thanks to Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country for joining us and creating the show tonight. Now let's have Mr. Ray Price sing us out tonight with his song, You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. I'm your host, Josie Passantino, and until next time, remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decisions and turn your world upside down to achieve your dream. Go after what you want, make great friends along the way, and love the whole journey. Good night, everyone. Mwah!
I've had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind, the downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky, and I guess it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Oh,
the times were so hard, but somehow, some way, I made it through. And for every moment I spent hurting, there's been a moment spent loving you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened.